I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, January 14th. A single car crash in Quincy early this morning is under investigation. Police say a vehicle struck a utility pole on Newport Avenue across from the Wollaston T station at around 6 a.m. The operator was not seriously injured. However, utility crews were called in to make repairs to the pole and some down wires. A first grade class at the Wollaston Elementary School in Quincy is in quarantine and learning from home due to an outbreak of COVID-19. Principal James Hennessy sent a notice to parents that because 7 students in the class tested positive for COVID-19, the entire class will remain home and learn remotely. Hennessy says the remote learning was approved by the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, Superintendent Kevin Mulvey, and the Quincy Health Department. Hennessy says the students tested positive last Thursday. The students will be allowed to return to class next Wednesday as long as they test negative and remain asymptomatic. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says plans for a new police station are on hold due to skyrocketing construction costs. Mayor says the pandemic has increased the estimated cost of the new police station by at least $20 million, forcing him to put the brakes on the plans for now. City Council already approved $120 million to build the new public safety complex, and construction was supposed to start later this year. Koch says the construction will likely be delayed until next year. He hopes the station can be completed sometime in 2024. The initial plans called for a new public safety complex with the police station, fire administration, and emergency management, along with a 276-space parking garage. Well, the new General's Bridge in Quincy Center is open to traffic. Governor Baker joined retired General Ronald Rand in cutting the ribbon, officially opening the new bridge yesterday afternoon. The bridge and General's Park were dedicated last September to 18 generals with ties to Quincy. Rand and his family had the honor of being the first car to drive over the new bridge. Family members of other generals also attended the ceremony. The state funded the $10 million bridge, which connects the Bergen Parkway with the new General Dunford Drive and the new city-owned parking garage at Kilroy Square. The city paid for the new $25 million General's Park with money generated by new development in Quincy Center. Interfaith Social Services in Quincy is getting some much-needed help from the community. They had to shut down earlier this week when the heating system broke, making it too cold inside for volunteers to work safely. Several families weren't able to get their groceries until the next day. It will cost $27,000 to fix the old heating system. Since the story became public, the organization has received pledges of over $10,000 to help them. They've also received several calls from HVAC specialists and electricians offering to help. The over 20-year-old heating unit will be removed from the roof with a crane and replaced with a new one tomorrow. Pantry's executive director, Rick Doan, says the donations prove that people are inherently good and willing to help. A car flipped upside down after crashing into a utility pole in Stoughton overnight, sending a driver to the hospital. Emergency crews responding to a reported crash in the area of Center and Mill Streets at around midnight found a car had rolled over with a nearby utility pole left dangling over the roadway. Firefighters could be seen pulling the driver out of the vehicle. Driver was taken to a hospital. Current condition has not been released, and the investigation remains ongoing. Navient, a large student loan servicer, has settled allegations of predatory lending practices for $1.85 billion. The settlement includes $1.7 billion in debt cancellation and $95 million in restitution. The settlement involves 39 state attorneys general, including Massachusetts Attorney General Mara Healey, and resolves claims that Navient led student borrowers into long-term forbearances instead of giving them advice on less costly repayment plans. Healey also said that Navient, formerly known as Sallie Mae, originated loans that were allegedly deceptive and doomed to fail, resulting in lifetimes of crushing student loan debt. Massachusetts is getting more than $6 million from the settlement, including $2.2 million in restitution for over 8,300 federal loan borrowers, as well as $41 million in private loan debt relief for over 1,500 borrowers. Navient said it did not act illegally and did not admit any fault in the settlement. Healy said eligible borrowers don't need to do anything to claim their part of the settlement. The payments will be mailed to them. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says the city has found temporary housing for 154 people who'd been living in tents in the area known as Mass and Cass. Mayor Wu says consent forms were signed to remove unwanted belongings. She described it as a well-planned but empathetic move to find housing and services for individuals who wanted help. One location for temporary housing is the Shattuck Hospital in Jamaica Plain, where a community of cottages are under construction. 10 individuals are now being housed there, with the hope of expanding that to 30. It's being managed by the Commonwealth Care Alliance, which is coordinating services like substance abuse and mental health treatment. Just hours after the tents were removed, many people still remained on the street. Mayor Wu said that she has seen as many as 40 individuals when she returned in the aftermath of the cleanup. Some local hotels are also being used with the goal to move more people in as some transition to permanent housing. Mayor Wu calls the city's effort a turning point with a long road ahead to determine its success. Well, the American Red Cross giving blood donors a chance to win two free tickets to the Super Bowl. Donations are absolutely critical right now as the country faces the worst blood shortage in over a decade. So as an incentive, everyone who donates this month will be entered to win round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, and $500 in spending money for the game in Los Angeles next month. Type O positive, type O negative, and platelets are in the most need right now. The Red Cross, which supplies 40% of the country's blood supply, has seen a 10% decrease in donations since the outbreak of the pandemic in March of 2020. Check of business news. This morning, stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 176. The NASDAQ lost 131. The S&P down 67. Shares also lower in Asia. The dollar is down. The euro is up. Oil at $82 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat the Flyers 3-2, and they will host Nashville tomorrow at 1 p.m. The Celtics are in Philadelphia tonight at 7 o'clock. And, of course, Patriots getting ready for the NFL wild card playoff game in Buffalo tomorrow night at 8:15. The National Weather Service forecast for today, maybe some scattered showers and temperatures falling throughout the day. Tonight, it'll be blustery and cold with a low of 29. Sunny, bitterly cold tomorrow, with highs only in the mid-teens, wind chills below zero. Continued cold on Sunday, partly cloudy, at a high 26, maybe a mix of rain and snow on Monday, high 40. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, winds out of the north will be gusting to 30 knots later on, high tide right before 9 a.m. Sunrise at 7:10, set 4:35. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, January 14th.